Mayor Shaw, I know you vetoed the city council budget that was passed in March. Talk about your decision to do that and why you wanted the council to take a look at a different budget.
Sure, Andrew. Well, thank you for having me on, and I appreciate the opportunity to express in a different way my concerns regarding the budget. Just to get right down to brass tacks on the budget, the budget process, as you know, starts very early in the process of the calendar. So the budget calendar begins way back in September and October, and as a result, the process that we follow is that we ask for our department heads to put together their budgets. We put that together with some of the other requests that we have in terms of the capital improvement plan or the CIP plan. And from there, then, we begin to bring together ways that we can fund our projects in that regard. Typically, you know, when this process first started, the economy was roaring. We didn't really have any of those concerns until the spring. And, well, late winter, I guess, depending on how you want to define spring. But I had expressed to council sort of back in February that some of the concerns that I see in the world economy trickling down to the local economy were troubling. And then when the COVID pandemic was diagnosed and we began to get really serious warning signs, not only in terms of public health, Andrew, but also in terms of the economy, I again brought that issue up. I believe that if you watch the meeting from March 25th, I asked council to consider scaling back the tax increase that had been scheduled, that had been agreed upon by council. And the reason why I did that, Andrew, is not because I disagree with what council is wanting to do, particularly in terms of increasing funding for the police department and adding police officers and adding persons as well to the public library. Those are all things that I advocated for, not only in terms of campaign trail, but also as mayor. I know that historically the police department and the library and some other areas as well have been underfunded for a city our size. My concern, however, Andrew, became then when we started to see the pandemic. And I asked council to reconsider the increase, and I did not get much feedback in terms of, yes, we'll look at that, Mayor. Conversation that we had was that, well, we don't know how long this is going to be affecting us, and as a result, they decided to move forward. I think that even now, when we look at April 14th, and, you know, we haven't even peaked yet in terms of the number of cases here in Iowa, and, of course, by extension, then, the number of cases that we have here in Indianola and Warren County. And so we're far from recovered from this. We need to realize as well that a lot of our income tax is based on property tax as it is associated with businesses. And while the rollback, which has been discussed by council and myself, the rollback from the state, this allows the city to collect 2%, which we were able to collect last year, that rollback does not influence property values as assessed to commercial property. And as a result, that rollback is just 10% as opposed to the rollback that we see in the mid-50s for residential property. So, Andrew, what that does is that it really puts a heavier burden on the property taxes associated with small businesses here. And arguably, you could make certainly the argument, I don't think it's even really a hard argument to make, that the small businesses, which are the backbone of the economy here in the city of Indianola, those small businesses will have a very difficult time opening again. And when they do open, it will take a while for them to get back up to speed. And so that is why I vetoed the budget. I asked council to consider alternatives to raising the levy, not only for individuals, but also for businesses here in the city of Indianola. Not only that, Andrew, but I also, as you know, from the memo that I sent to you, provided them with a way to do that. And sometimes, you know, we get caught in schematics in terms of which budget's this and which budget's that. But regardless of the way that we look at it, Andrew, in regards to the way we cut it, we are well within the 25% balance that we're supposed to have in terms of surplus. And even if we take $1 million out of those budget funds that I talked about, not only in my initial memo, but also in my memo that I sent out to the community, we're still well above that 25% threshold, and we could take the $1 million or more and do those things the council has designated important. That is primarily increase police, as well as increase the number of staff at the Indianola Public Library. So I believe that it's my responsibility as a mayor to not only protect small businesses and property owners on the residential side, but also when I go about vetoing something, I provide a reason and hopefully a way for council to move forward with their priorities and not impact the average taxpayer or the average small business owner. So that's why I vetoed it. I wanted to start a conversation with council. Unfortunately, that conversation, I got equated to being a virus. But again, I think my opportunity here is to raise awareness so that council can consider those alternatives. Maybe not the alternative that I put out, but consider alternatives to increasing the tax levy on individuals and on small businesses here in Indianola.
Well, I did want to talk about the fund balance numbers. There's been some disagreement about that, but more so I want to talk about the council response to your initial veto was that the fund balance isn't as high and that there will be extra expenses. So I think you kind of touched on that with, you know, it doesn't have to be your solution, but I think what the council is saying is we are a little bit overfunded in that budget, but that there are more expenses coming.
Right. And we certainly don't know the expenses that are coming. We do know that significant monies will come from the federal government to the states, and that those monies will eventually trickle down into the cities. We assume that the governor will allow for that to take place. There are a lot of unknowns. I'm curious that those unknowns, you know, were not initially in this conversation. I'm glad the council has realized that the economic landscape has changed radically since this process. But again, the numbers, however you want to look at them, Andrew, the numbers are certainly there. And again, you know, the reason why, and one of the things that I worked very hard on early on with previous councils is to build up those reserves. And the reason for those reserves are not to stock them away and put them away for a rainy day or to transfer them to other priorities that this council or future councils might have. But the reason for that, according to the state of Iowa, is to have a 25% surplus so that when emergencies arise, you can use that surplus to address these issues. We should not lose track of the fact, too, Andrew, that while assessments for properties have gone up dramatically, I don't know if you own property here in Indianola or not, but when we look at assessments in terms of property assessments, those have gone up dramatically. What doesn't impact, and certainly the budget officials in the city are correct here, the immediate impact is not felt here in terms of residential properties. However, when we do see an increase in those assessments, and we've already seen that, when those assessments go into effect next fiscal year and we have a higher levy, then certainly that will impact very heavily on the residences of the city. My concern, Andrew, is again, just this morning, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, and I cited the IMF as well a couple weeks ago, but just this morning, the IMF again issued a warning saying that the economic recession that we're about to enter is going to be deeper than any recession we've had since the Great Depression. And when you think about the global recession we had in 2008, and the fact that most economists believe that it took 6, if not 8 years for us to begin to crawl back out of that global recession, I think it's short-sighted to say that this is just a blip on the radar, that we need to be planning now for future contingencies. And certainly one of those future contingencies is that with this tax levy next year, taxes are going to go up. And at the same time, when we look at the IMF data or the Iowa Department of Economic development data, or really, quite honestly, Andrew, any other data, we know that while policy doesn't stop, in other words, while the tax increase is going to remain on the book, the impact for the ability for people to pay is going to be slower. That is to say that this policy will increase taxes next year as well and in subsequent years, and it assumes the ability for people who own property, both property owners in terms of residential and property owners in terms of commercial, that they're going to be able to come back. And everything we're saying from the IMF on down, everything we're seeing indicates that the recovery is going to be at least 6 years, if not longer than that. So again, this is what reserves are for. This is why the state asks us to have reserves at 25% so that emergencies come about. And even though we're going to have increased costs associated with COVID-19 here in the city of Indianola, and remains to be seen whether or not those costs will be covered by the federal government or the state if it trickles down, Andrew. But regardless, we can afford to use monies from those reserves and still have a lot of money left over if we were to decide to fund these priorities from council using something other than the tax levy.